You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, time for the advice corner, where we read yet another situation, another predicament, and then we will give you Sister Grace Ngambule, who will be sharing some advice for our situation. All right, that's how it's going to play out, quite literally. So this person says, I've separated from my husband for the second time in 3 years. And the last. Two boys, 3 and 11. I'm going through a finding myself, healing myself cycle at the minute with books, podcasts, and although I initially thought he was abusive, I don't know if I may have contributed to it or reacted. Husband has been verbally abusive to me for a long time. Ground me down and called me the most horrific of names, and I don't even want to repeat on here. But it always stems from us having a disagreement. He doesn't just randomly turn and start calling me names. Over the years, I think I've become immune to it, and instead of crying, I just don't care anymore. It's like I've lost myself and all my emotions. I've had a few attack episodes, but again, only during disagreements. He's pushed me over in a rage, etc. But as I say, it's always in arguments, and however the argument started and he got verbally nasty, I'd call him bad words back, and then he'd hit a rage. Towards the end, as I out lost emotion and didn't care, I no longer cried, and I'd go into fight or flight and react and call him something back. This is not me or who I am, but I didn't care anymore. But that would escalate the problem, and he'd react by pushing me over or verbally. It's ended now. He lost his temper in yet another row or row, and I managed to get him out. But looking back now, was he triggered by the arguments, and was it my fault for reacting in the way I did? If I hadn't or reacted, it wouldn't have escalated. But then again, that person writes it as a question. If I hadn't or reacted, it wouldn't have escalated? Question mark. His parents say that isn't him, and it's because of me. Life at home was hard with a very high-functioning autistic child and a stoppy preteen, so that was generally what the rows revolved around, or me not doing enough around the house, etc. Trying to build up a knowledge of information, but struggling to get past the trauma, bonding, and guilt right now. That's the gist of the letter from this anonymous. So when I read this, it sounds like many of the letters that we receive. When you read it, it sounds like many of the letters we receive. It seems as though the problems are similar. But as I tend to, from time to time, to read what the question, what I'm getting from the question, don't worry, we have our counselor or our guest, Sister Grace Ngambule, will be giving us, she has sent a voice note to give counsel. So I'll play that voice note for you. It's about 4 minutes and 14 seconds. And then after I play that voice note, I'll give you my questions, the questions that I have. Remember, I'm a journalist, I'm not a counselor. So I observe situations and then I ask questions. That's my job. And even if Sister Grace Nkambule was here, I would be asking questions, not giving advice. So I read the situation, I'll make my observations, and then I give the questions. And so I'm going to do the same. I'm going to give the expert first the opportunity to respond, and then I'll ask my questions, because it's a voice note. There's no Q&A. It's just the voice note that she has sent. So listen to what Sister Grace Nkambule is saying to this situation.
Firstly, I'm so sorry that you're going through such a difficult time. You know, it's very clear that you've been through a lot and your feelings are completely valid, you know. So if we had to look at this from a Christian perspective, I want to offer some compassionate words that may bring you comfort and guidance as you walk through this journey of healing, the journey of self-discovery. Now, firstly, you know, it's important to know that God sees your pain and he understands the struggles that you faced, right? God knows your heart, he knows your intentions and the love you have for your family. So in times like this, it's very important to lean on his strength. So for example, the Bible tells us in Psalms 34 verses 18 that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So what does this mean? It means you're not alone and your heavenly Father is right there with you. You know, he's always ready to hold you in his loving, you know, and he's a loving God and he embraces you as you heal. So, I mean, it's very natural to wonder if you've done something wrong or if you had to blame when things have gone wrong in your marriage. But it's more important to remember that everyone is essentially responsible for their own actions, you know. So no matter how a disagreement starts, hurtful words and physical actions, they're never really justified, you know. So in a loving relationship, even when we argue, you know, when we disagree, we should always, always treat each other with kindness and respect, you know, because that's what God teaches us to do. So additionally, if we check Ephesians 4:29, the Bible encourages us to speak words that build each other up, right? Not words that tear each other down. So what does the text say? It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. So in as much as arguments can be heated, you know, and emotions can run extremely high, there's never a reason for anyone to treat you with disrespect or, you know, to cause any harm to you. So it's understandable that you might have responded out of hurt, you know, and out of frustration, because you're human after all. And someone is continuously unkind to you, abusive, it's kind of hard not to react, right? So God knows that you are doing the best that you can in a difficult situation. So it's okay to have those moments of weakness and to feel overwhelmed, you know. But what matters now is that you're seeking healing and you're looking for ways to grow and find yourself again, you know. So it's also very important to remember that, you know, you're worthy of love. You're worthy of respect, of kindness, of God's love. And God's love for you is unconditional. You know, he wants you to see yourself through his eyes, you know, as his beloved daughter. It's beautiful that you're turning books, you know, into books. I mean, you know, you're listening to podcasts and other resources for healing. You're surrounding yourself with positive influences that uplift your spirit. You know, all those things that, you know, indicate that you're taking a step towards finding peace and understanding your true worth in Christ. And it's also important to remember that forgiveness is a process. And that includes forgiving yourself for the moments where you feel like you didn't handle things perfectly. God's grace covers us in those moments. You know, as you walk through the season, lean on him for strength and wisdom. Let his love guide your heart and bring you the peace that he can only provide. So finally, I just want to encourage you to also reach out for others for support, you know. Reach out to family, to friends, church, community, even a Christian counselor if you can get hold of one. Because we're never ever meant to go through these struggles on our own. Galatians 6:2 reminds us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way we will fulfill the law of Christ. It says, let others walk alongside you in this journey. So I pray today that you find peace, that you find healing and clarity as you move forward, trusting that God has a plan for your life that is filled with hope and love. So may his grace guide you every step and fill you with the courage to build a future that honors the beautiful person that he has created you to be.
All right, that's advice that we have from Sister Grace Ngambule, who is giving some counsel on the situation right now.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.